for me, yeah. Vote for me, yeah. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you'll see I'm gonna save the whole country.
Who would you vote for if the presidential election were held today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 24th. A new poll of Iowa voters says Hillary Clinton is in the lead over all potential Republican candidates. Does she have your support? Or are you hoping another Democrat will run? How about on the Republican ticket? We are going to hold a straw poll this hour to get your thoughts on the potential candidates for president. Who do you support and why? Who do you hope will run and why? We'll give you 30 seconds to cast your vote at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So you are the guest this hour. We had a different program scheduled for this time, but our guest author had to cancel. So we needed a last-minute replacement, and straw polls are always fun. They're not scientific in any way, but we get to hear why you like a certain candidate over the others. And we get to know your thoughts on whether you're ready to say that Hillary Clinton is the candidate that you would vote for in 2016. Or would it be Jeb Bush? Or how about Chris Christie? This same poll showed that Chris Christie, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, is inching his way back into contention. Is he still a contender? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. What about Scott Walker? Do you hope that he will run for president? We welcome your straw poll votes for any candidate from any party. And let us know why. Why do you support this particular candidate? Why would you like that candidate to run? All right, well, we have full lines, so let's go to Barb and Wabino first. Hello, Barb.
Good morning.
Morning. Who would you vote for and why?
Oh, I'm voting for Hillary, and she deserves to have this vote. She's worked really hard in her years of being in the government, and she would make an excellent president. And it's about time we get a woman in charge.
All right. Thanks very much. We will keep track of your straw poll votes and announce our on-air tally at the end of the program. Remember, this is certainly not a scientific poll, but it just gives us an idea of those who are listening right now and those who are motivated to call in, who you are leaning toward for president. Let's go next to Tom in Madison. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Joy. No more Clinton, no more Bush. I'm voting for Elizabeth Warren, whether she's on the ballot or not.
And why?
Because, you know, she's really a person of the people. She has so many good reforming ideas that this country needs to get back on the right track. I don't want a doctrinaire, person from either of the parties. I want somebody that's come in from outside with good ideas and is fighting to make them work.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll go next to Val in Viroqua. Hello, Val. Who gets your vote and why?
Hi. I'm kind of tired of the same old recycling of people. I'm hoping that Bernie Sanders, an independent, would run. I would vote for him. And I've been a Democrat all my life, and if nobody else decent comes up, I'd like Bernie to be the vice president for Hillary.
All right. Thank you very much. Gary in Hales Corners, you're on now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, anybody but Hillary. But who I vote for would be Paul Ryan and Reed Ribble, an all-Wisconsin ticket, two incredibly clear thinkers, people that are committed to finding the middle and doing what's best for America. That'd be my vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. Catherine in West Bend is next. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. I'd be interested in voting for Elizabeth Warren. I think she has integrity, experience in dealing with financial matters, and would make a great candidate. I am definitely not a Hillary fan.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, what about you? Are you a fan of any of the potential presidential candidates? This new poll of Iowa voters finds Hillary Clinton the front runner above all potential Republican candidates in the 2016 presidential race. The same poll also found New Jersey Governor Chris Christie inching his way back into contention. Who would you support in the 2016 presidential race and why? We are holding a straw poll. Looking ahead, asking you to weigh in, we give you 30 seconds to state your candidate and the case for that candidate. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next caller is Mark in Mineral Point. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I would support Bernie Sanders, and if Bernie is not running, Elizabeth Warren, for some of the same reasons others have mentioned. The Clintons represent, or they are, the embodiment of corporate corruption in the Democratic Party, and I'm definitely not voting for them. As for Christie and Walker, their corruption problems that are going to increasingly come to light, I think, are going to sideline them in the long run.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, we have a line open for you during this presidential straw poll asking you who would you support if the 2016 presidential election were held today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Our scheduled guest on Memorable Toasts was unable to join us after all this morning at this hour. We will try to reschedule that program for another time. But in the meantime, you are the guest, and you get to let us know who you like for president and why during this presidential straw poll. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Vote for me, yeah. Vote for me, yeah. If you want to have prosperity.
So who gets your vote? If the presidential election were held today, who would you vote for? Doing this because a new poll of Iowa voters is out and it finds Hillary Clinton is the front runner above all potential Republican candidates in the 2016 presidential race. Who would you vote for? Who has your support or who do you hope runs? From any party, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Our next caller is Pam in Decorah, Iowa. Hello, Pam.
I'd vote for Elizabeth Warren.
And why?
Because she's a champion for the middle class. She is for college students getting off the ground instead of being loaded down with debt. She wants to hold banks accountable.
Thank you very much, Pam. Dan in River Falls is with us now. Hi, Dan. Who has your support?
Good morning, Joy. I am going to definitely support Hillary Clinton. And more importantly, I think I'd like to see Scott Walker get the nomination for the Republican side because I'd really enjoy seeing a debate between the former Secretary of State and a college dropout. I think it'd be a lot of laughs.
Thank you, Dan. Next, we go to Judy in Oregon. Hello, Judy.
Yes, good morning. I am also voting for Elizabeth Warren, and it's truly a vote for her. I do feel like I also need to say there, I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton, and I'm so glad that we have another choice with Elizabeth Warren. I think she's courageous and intelligent and principled. And I certainly agree with her efforts to reform Wall Street, and I look forward to voting for her.
Thank you, Judy. Well, Elizabeth Warren is taking the lead in our unofficial or unscientific straw poll. So far, Hillary Clinton has 2 votes, Elizabeth Warren has 4, Bernie Sanders has 2, and Paul Ryan has 1. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Kyle in East Troy is with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello. I would vote for Ron Paul.
And why?
His beliefs and system towards trying to return us to a more constitutional form of government appeal to me.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. Let's go next to Chris in Milwaukee. Hello, Chris.
Good morning. I'm another vote for Elizabeth Warren. She's intelligent, well-spoken, understands economics. She is one of us. She never voted for a war she now regrets, and everything else that other people said I agree with. But I would vote for Bernie Sanders if that was the only choice. Thanks.
Thank you. John in Rhinelander is with us now. Hello, John.
Yes, hi. Good morning. I'd like to know if this is for in a primary election or a general election.
It's right now, who do you hope is running for president? And if the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote?
Okay. As far as the primary, Sanders or Warren is great. But, in a general election, if Hillary is the candidate, as a Democrat, to say you'd never vote for Hillary, I think that's ridiculous. I voted for Ralph Nader back in 2000, and I've always considered that a loss of vote, and I always regretted that vote. So I think it makes a big difference.
It does. Thank you very much, John. That's what the poll of Iowa voters asked was, if the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote? So I guess you can make that determination if it's primary or not. But they did head-to-heads between Hillary Clinton and the potential Republican candidates, and she came out ahead. Certainly, if you want to differentiate and say that you would vote for a certain candidate in the primary and a different candidate if your primary candidate did not proceed, you can do that too. Our next caller is John in Boaz. Hello, John.
I would vote for Scott Walker because he's very smart and he's really motivated. And Hillary Clinton, isn't she a Democrat?
Well, yes, she is.
Okay.
All right. That's right. Hillary Clinton is a Democrat, and she was the front runner above all potential Republican candidates in the head-to-head poll that was done with Iowa voters. You can say that you would vote for a Republican candidate, or you can say that you would vote for a Democratic candidate, or you can say you would vote for some independent or third-party candidate. Who do you hope runs? Maybe the candidate you want to run is not one of the candidates often mentioned. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. All right, let's go next to John in Madison. Hello, John.
Hi. Well, Bernie Sanders definitely would be my choice. I listen to Lunch with Bernie on the Tom Hartman Show every week. And this guy systematically shows everything that I think is great about this country, you know, preservation of Social Security, Medicare, public schools, labor unions, all of it. Only an outside candidate is going to be able to reform this dysfunctional political system we've got. Bernie Sanders is a gentleman, and he could do it. He just needs support.
Thank you very much, John. Barb and Sister Bay, your turn.
Hi, I would vote for Hillary Clinton because she has been tested by fire on all sides, and she is still going strong, and also because women's health issues have taken such a hit in the last 8 years. Only she's the kind of person that can push and fight for women's health issues to be put on the front burner again.
Thank you very much, Barb. Let's go to Sean in Kenosha. Hello, Sean.
Hi, good morning. I would vote for Hillary Clinton I guess, frankly, because looking at budget proposals that Republicans have proposed, it scares me. And on a personal note, I feel the whole matter is somewhat of a circus. It's amazing how when you watch the news, people can take the same exact issue and totally, completely polarize it. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it. Let's go next to, is it Tamara in Park Falls? Tamara?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, I would say that I would vote for Hillary Clinton primarily because as the caller.
You know what, I'm sorry, Tamara, your phone is breaking up. So we did get your vote, though, for Hillary Clinton, though we don't know exactly why. How about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Who would you vote for if the presidential election were held today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are holding this presidential straw poll because a new poll of Iowa voters is in the news. It found Hillary Clinton leading all potential Republican candidates. And our scheduled guest for today fell through. He had to cancel because of an illness in his family. So you are the guest, and you get to vote, and you get to tell us who you hope runs for president or who has your support at this, albeit very early date in the presidential race. Who would get your vote if the election were held today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Lily on Facebook writes, Clinton, Warren, two women who can break the mold of the good old boys club. They would be great together, unstoppable. I especially like Elizabeth Warren and how she speaks. She would be perfect in debating the childish Congress. We need some adults leading this country. I'm going to put that down as a vote for Hillary Clinton, presuming she meant Elizabeth Warren would be the vice presidential candidate. Larry in Middleton is next. Hello, Larry.
I'd vote for Hillary. I'd like to see an election between her and Walker. Hillary's never been accused of cheating to win an election, but we've got these recent allegations that Walker was involved in campaign violations in the recall elections. And we know that the special prosecutor working for five Wisconsin district attorneys investigated these allegations about Walker and recently found that Walker was personally involved in a criminal enterprise.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Larry, for that. We only give you 30 seconds for your straw poll vote. We've done a lot on these newly released documents in that John Doe investigation, and I'm sure we'll do more. Let's go to Sandy in Green Bay. Hi, Sandy.
Hi there.
Yes, who gets your vote and why?
I would vote for Hillary Clinton because she's been in the White House for many, many years, and she knows what's going on, and she knows what should be going on. So I think she is the most intelligent decision out of all of them, really.
All right. Thanks very much. Hillary is pulling ahead in our straw poll. Let's go next to Greg in Madison. Hi, Greg.
Hi. I would vote for Hillary. The reason why is because we have an aging Supreme Court, and I think in order to change the present Supreme Court, Democrat has to stay in office. Hillary has my vote.
Thank you very much, Greg. Next is Bruce in Hayward. Hello, Bruce.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Who gets your vote and why?
Hillary, I think it would be interesting to have Bill do the entertaining at the White House. And I'm not sure what we'd call him, first husband or first man.
Yeah, who
what
knows?
What would the title be?
First gentleman. No, that, I'm not sure. We'll look it up. I don't think there's historical precedence for it. So he made some comments about that at one time. So we'll look it up. Maybe whatever he wants to be called. All right, we have your vote. Thanks, Bruce. Mark in Nakusa is with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I'd vote for Mr. Feingold. I think he's a very level-headed Democrat. And I would hope one of the Koch brothers would run for on the Republican side and put their money or their mouth where their money is.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Harold in Stone Lake, what's your vote?
Hillary Clinton.
Why?
Because when Republicans make a joke, it becomes a law. And when they make a law, it becomes a joke.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there for now. We have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next, and then we'll continue to take more of your votes in this presidential straw poll. Who would you support if the 2016 presidential race were held today? Right now, in our unscientific straw poll, Hillary Clinton is in the lead with 12 WPR votes. Elizabeth Warren next with 5. Bernie Sanders next with 3. And we have one vote apiece for Russ Feingold, Paul Ryan, Ron Paul, and Scott Walker. 1-800-642-1234. Get your vote in after the news.
Vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you will see. I'm going to save the whole country.
We are holding a straw poll. If the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can post your vote on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet it at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Tuesday, June 24th. We are holding this straw poll for a couple of reasons. We like to do them from time to time. There is a new poll of Iowa voters out. It says Hillary Clinton is in the lead in the presidential race. She leads all potential Republican candidates in the race. Does she have your support? Are you hoping another Democrat will run? How about on the Republican ticket? Who do you support and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are also doing this straw poll to, in the spirit of full disclosure, because we had a different program scheduled for this hour, but our guest author had to cancel. So we needed a last-minute replacement, and straw polls are always fun. They're not scientific, but it gives us an idea among those of you who are listening during this hour and who are motivated to call in, who gets your support for president and why? Ken in Black River Falls. Hello, Ken.
I would vote for Governor Christie for several reasons. First, I think this Bridgegate business is probably is about as absurd as it gets. Anybody who's ever been over the George Washington Bridge wouldn't know anything else but traffic jams. The other thing is that New Jersey, as a state, has every single problem that the United States has. Urban decay. It has a vigorous farm economy. It is going to be deeply affected by global warming based upon its shoreline on the Atlantic Ocean. And it is also the most densely populated state.
Thank you very much, Ken. We give a limit to the calls to 30 seconds so we can get as many votes in as possible. We have your vote down for Chris Christie, and most of your reasons. Rich in Kenosha. Hi, Rich.
Hi. I'd vote for Jeb Bush. There's no other family in the world that has more experience running the world than the Bushes. Come on. We just need to get him going.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Adam in Milwaukee, who gets your vote?
I would vote for Elizabeth Warren. I think she's the strongest leader in the Democratic Party right now. I think Hillary is just a little too much of a politician, whereas Elizabeth Warren is the best leader that we have.
All right. Thank you very much. If the presidential election of 2016 were held today, who would have your vote? Do you have a potential candidate that you hope runs that you would vote for? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So far in our unscientific poll, Hillary Clinton is in the lead with 12 votes, Elizabeth Warren with 5, Bernie Sanders with 3, and then one vote each for Russ Feingold, Paul Ryan, Ron Paul, Scott Walker, and Jeb Bush. And we also just heard our first vote for Governor Chris Christie. This new poll of Iowa voters that's in the news also found that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is inching his way back into contention. We have a couple of Facebook votes here to pass along. Tyler on Facebook writes, "If Hillary ran, I would vote for her." All right. Thank you, Tyler. And Don on Facebook casts his vote for Elizabeth Warren. Thank you for that. Jean in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Jean.
Good morning. I would vote for Hillary. She would put an end to the immature and paralyzing obstructionist behavior that plagues our government, demonstrated by the naughty little boys brought to us by the Koch brothers. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Jean. Mike in Wisconsin Rapids, how about you?
I would vote for Sarah Palin. I don't really need any reasoning why. I think she'd be a great candidate.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. We do give you 30 seconds to, you know, make your case for your candidate. Ken in Verona is with us. Hi, Ken.
Hey, good morning. Very simply, Bernie Sanders probably put Elizabeth Warren as vice president.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's go next to Bernard in Waterloo. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. I would vote for Bernie Sanders. He's just a very liberal guy. I like his position on things. That's my vote for Bernie Sanders.
Okay, thanks very much. So who gets your vote for president and why? Or who among the potential presidential candidates do you support the most? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We try to get as many votes in as possible during these straw polls, and we'll release the results at the end of the program. Dwayne in Wausau is next. Hello, Dwayne.
Oh, good morning. I'd vote for Hillary Clinton. I think she's got a lot of experience. She could bring the parties together, and I think she's very intelligent.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. Elaine in Madison is with us now. Hello, Elaine. Who gets your vote?
Elizabeth Warren, with Bernie Sanders vice president. And both of them have integrity and stable personalities, which are very, very important.
All right. Thank you very much. George in Milwaukee is with us now. Hello, George.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, I would vote for Elizabeth Warren. When I've been watching her lately, especially on her new book tour, what's impressed me so much is I think she really has the ability to attract a lot of independent voters and even some moderate Republicans, and maybe we could get something done.
All right. Thank you very much for your vote. Let's try one more before we take a break. Caitlin in Sister Bay, go ahead.
Hi. I would vote for Cory Booker from New Jersey.
And why is that?
I think he's doing really great things out in New Jersey, and he's young, and I think... I don't know. I think he's got something special.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll go next to Jan in Oak Creek. Hello, Jan.
Hi. I would vote for Hillary Clinton because I want Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to stay right where they are because they're doing good work as senators, and I don't want them to move because we need somebody intelligent.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your vote. We have a line open for you if you would like to participate in this presidential straw poll. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? Democrat, Republican, any party. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.
for me. Vote for me.
A new poll of Iowa voters is out. It finds that Hillary Clinton is the front runner above all other candidates, including all potential Republican candidates in the 2016 presidential race. The same poll also found New Jersey Governor Chris Christie inching his way back into contention. So who would you support in the 2016 presidential race? We are asking you to vote in our straw poll. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org, post on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jim in Mayville is next. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren is head and shoulders above everybody else. She's willing to take on Wall Street and the dirty tricks of capitalism and everything else. She's a super candidate. She would never settle for vice president because she knows too much. Hillary is too corrupted by Bill and the sexcapade scandals and so forth. I don't want nothing to do with that.
All right, we got your 30 seconds and your vote, Jim. Thank you very much. Saul in Stevens Point. Hi, Saul.
Hi. My vote's for Bernie Sanders. Very bright guy, decent guy, and he knows the ropes. And he's a classmate of mine.
Oh, really? Well, great. We'll have to have you on to talk about him sometime. John in Algonquin, Illinois. Hello, John.
Hello. Elizabeth Warren, President. Russ Feingold, Vice President. Bernie Sanders, Secretary of State.
You got the whole cabinet there. All right. Got your vote. And we do have a line for you and time for you during this presidential straw poll, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can email too, and Nancy did that. Nancy in Janesville in her email says, I would vote for a Warren presidency, a Bernie Sanders for vice president, because they are the only ones with real answers for real people. I would like to see Feingold, but I think he's lost his taste for present political mindlessness. All right, Nancy, we'll put down your vote for Elizabeth Warren. Let's go next to Daniel in Minong. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. General Colin Powell, because we need a commander-in-chief, which nobody is speaking about, especially in these perilous times. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Who would you support if the 2016 presidential election were held today? Would it be Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders? They seem to be the top vote getters in our straw poll. Or would it be someone else? We have had votes so far this hour for Chris Christie, for Paul Ryan, for Scott Walker, for Jeb Bush, for Sarah Palin. Also, a vote for Ron Paul and a vote for Russ Feingold. Who would you support in the 2016 presidential race? Who do you hope runs? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Carl writes, someone who represents the 99%, not the 1%, like both the major parties. I don't know who in particular this is yet. Not everyone from minor parties has announced their candidacy. That's true. Well, who is that person to you, callers? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Kay in Appleton. Hello, Kay.
Good morning. I would choose Sean Hannity, who because this country truly needs a statesman and someone who would be a strong, what would you say, a good person.
Thank you very much, Kay. That's 30 seconds. How about you? Wes in West Bend. Hello.
Hi, I would like to add a new name, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
She's a lady with solid baggage and very smart. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. Yep, that's the first we've heard her name mentioned during this. How about you? Let's go to Dennis next in Sturgeon Bay. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, I would vote for Hillary. She's a woman that can win, presidency, and she has great experience.
All right, thank you very much. Well, great participation so far in our presidential straw poll. Again, this is unscientific, but just gives us an idea of who you would like to see run for president, who has your support at this date. If the 2016 presidential race were held today, the election were held today, who would get your vote and why? We now have an open line for you at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our regularly scheduled, or I should say our scheduled guest, who was an author on memorable and famous toasts, was unable to do the program today. So we'll try to reschedule him for another time. But in the meantime, since this new poll of Iowa voters was out, finding Hillary Clinton in the lead above all other potential presidential candidates, we thought we would ask you. Yes, we know it's early, but at this moment in time, who has your support for president? Who do you hope runs for president from any party? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Paulie on Facebook says, Warren Sanders, in my humble opinion. Clinton would be disastrous for the Democratic Party. All right, we'll put that vote down. And next we'll go to Jordan in Port Washington. Hello, Jordan.
Hello, hello, Joy. I would definitely go with Scott Walker just because, you know, he's gotten a lot of things done, and I think he'd get a lot more done for us. So, Scott Walker.
All right, thank you very much. There's the second vote for Scott Walker during our straw poll. Arnold on Facebook writes, Jesse Ventura and Howard Stern. I don't know if that's tongue-in-cheek or serious, but Arnold says both of them are outspoken and not afraid to address the issues. All right, Arnold, we will put down Jesse Ventura as your vote. You only get one vote. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Next we go to Thomas in Platteville. Hello, Thomas.
Hello. I would vote for Russ Feingold just because he seems to be a very independent thinker.
All right. Thanks very much. You get 30 seconds to stump for your candidate. You get more time to tell us why you support a particular candidate, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Pete in River Falls is with us now. Hello, Pete.
Hello. I would vote for Russ Feingold. I think he's a wonderful person, and we dropped the ball on that one when we voted him out of office. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jim on Facebook writes, Deval Patrick, did I pronounce that right? Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, because he's a uniter, not a divider. All right, so we have another name, another new name for our straw poll ballot. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org, post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So who do you support for president today? I know that the race isn't officially underway, but it really is underway. Would you vote for Hillary Clinton? Would you vote for Jeb Bush? How about Scott Walker? How about Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Who has your support today and why? 30 seconds in this straw poll to tell us. Craig in Milwaukee. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Joy. I'd vote for Scott Walker. He took our state from a $3.5 billion deficit, and now we're making money. We have a surplus, and I'd like to see him do the same thing with in Washington, get Act 10 for the entire country.
Thank you, Craig. We have your vote. Debbie in Muskego. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Joy. I vote definitely for Russ Feingold. I think he has the people at large at heart, I should say. I think he would make a great president.
Thank you very much. We have Doug emailing that he would vote for Hillary. Hillary will fight against income inequality that people like Walker and Ryan promote. All right. Thanks very much to Doug for that vote. Greg in Eau Claire is next. Hello, Greg.
Hi. I'd vote for Russ Feingold because he's a righteous dude. I guess I'd vote for Hillary Clinton only because I'd like to be as broke as she was. I would not vote for Chris Christie because if he knew that I was a Democrat and was against his policies, he'd probably set up roadblocks just to piss me off.
All right, Greg. Thanks very much. Ron in Eau Claire, who gets your support and why?
Well, I think at this point it would probably be Hillary Clinton just because I think with her wisdom she gets stuff done. She knows the ins and outs of politics. I think that Bernie Sanders would be a great vice president. I hope Scott Walker does get into the race just so we could find out just how crooked he is if he thinks that he's had the rock overturned as governor as a presidential candidate. We can probably find out just how crooked he is. So.
All right. Thanks very much, Ron. There's your 30 seconds. Faye in Minocqua emails, Elizabeth Warren is my choice. Well, you know, I'm not sure we have time for any more of your votes on air anyway. You can continue to vote by posting on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweeting us at Joy Cardine Show. But I think we'll close the on-air ballot for this time around. We have Hillary Clinton in the lead for the presidential straw poll with 14 votes. Oh, wait a minute. That's not 14. That's 19 votes. 19 votes for Hillary Clinton and 13 votes for Elizabeth Warren. Bernie Sanders, 6 votes. Russ Feingold, 5 votes. Scott Walker, 3 votes. Then it looks like we have 1 vote apiece for several other candidates, including Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, Sarah Palin, Cory Booker, Ron Paul, Sean Hannity, Deval Patrick, and Colin Powell. I don't think I missed anybody. So thanks very much for participating in this 2016 presidential straw poll. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster and Robin Cherry for producing and directing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.